What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
Or... But then yesterday he said it was their weird type of sex.
Yeah, it's
he must have been in a good mood that
day. Well, it's as if he's mentally ill.
Must have been in a gay mood that day.
Oh, yes. Very gay.
However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the rainbow flag flying crap out of it.
Yay!
The United Gay States of America.
Exactly. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Oh, so much to talk about.
Oh, yes.
Trump's still president. He's in Nam. Apparently, no bone spurs this time, keeping him out country. We got all kinds of summit shit and all kinds of Michael Cohen is, I believe, being spit roasted as we speak by...
That's private right now?
Yes.
God, that fucking sucks, man.
And they think maybe 10 hours he might give today.
What? Why is it fucking private? What's the point in that shit?
Well, because they're talking about intelligence, important intelligence.
We don't have any of that.
That they can't talk about on the
okay.
Join us on our social medias, everybody, and strap in, strap on, gird up, whatever you feel like girding.
Fuck you.
Whatever you want to protect the most. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, America? Freedom.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Did I tell you?
War!
I tell you, I did comedy at a place one time that offered freedom fries on the fucking menu.
I believe you did, yeah.
Did I tell that story?
I think you told me that, yeah. I don't know if you told it on the show.
I don't know.
But you just kind of did.
What the fuck, man?
They had freedom fries.
Freedom fries! Hell yeah!
I mean, was this like a carryover from 2001?
Yes,
or
I
was
bet.
This a...
Who the fuck else... Yeah, I mean, it has to be. Why else do you put freedom fries on
so they,
there?
They've they been it's pissed at the weird. French for 18 years?
Oh, zut alors. Fuck you, man.
Good God. God, I don't know what just happened. I accidentally pressed a button. We're still going.
Oh,
it's all
shit.
Good, everyone. Nothing to worry about.
God damn it.
Does anyone here know how to fly a plane?
Oh, yes.
The
autopilot. Blow up the autopilot.
Join us on social media, like I said, at Crab Diving. And if you want to help us out here financially, you can help us out by buying shit through our crabdiving.com/Amazon link.
Whole.
And whenever you click on that and you go buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission from Jeff Bezos. He drives it over, drops it off himself. We have some beers. We get high. That's not true. That would be fun.
That would be.
If we had 100 billionaires, our bud coming over to hang and delivering us the
Jeff, yes, the Jeff Bezos.
The money we make every month from Amazon.
If there's anybody that's friends with Jeff Bezos, you hang out with him, never, ever offer to get the check. Never. Don't even think about it. You know what I mean?
God,
fuck
do you
that.
Think any of these people ever, I'm sure they do. I'll bet they make everybody pay.
No, yeah, man.
Because that's just how they are.
Yeah, of course.
If I had billions, I'd be like the whole restaurant. Everybody in it's on me. I'd walk into a Golden Corral in an afternoon and just say everybody's check. Well,
or maybe you do what Queen Latifah is doing. She's building a bunch of shit ton of public housing in Newark.
It's a beautiful Tuesday here in the Panhandle.
Yes,
Floridia. Where MAGA hats abound, and your mother texted us a photograph of a house with a sign in front that says Trump 2020.
Oh, God,
Trump, yeah. Pence 2020. Keep America great.
Keep it great, guys.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, fuck me, man.
So they do exist, those right. people.
Yeah, they exist. They're all over the fucking place. Oh,
especially here, yeah.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines, and then we'll get to all the fun shitarola.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Oh, motherfucking deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. February 26, 2019.
Oh, the year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Try to do French.
God damn it!
When I do my French, sometimes it
you
sounds...
You took French, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It sounds Spanish.
Yay!
Or what I think is sounds Spanish. Yes. God damn, the orchestra is on point today. Good job, guys.
Over to the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Oh, wee-wee. Oh, fuck you.
It says, I kind of know this story. It says, cable news learned nothing.
Yes.
I believe they're talking about, the normalization of our, shit dangle in chief.
Who's that? Trump.
Well, how many in chiefs do we have?
Sadly, we have one that really sucks, who likes to, harass people sexually.
It says, in the wake of Trump's presidential victory, news outlets poured resources into examining the role that platforms like the Facebook and the YouTube played in Trump's win. It allowed the same outlets to avoid looking in the mirror and examining their own journalism, which Harvard University's Shorenstein Center for Journalism says.
Okay.
They failed the voters.
Damn.
With this flawed, both sides are equally bad bullshit.
God, that makes me fucking insane.
Yeah.
That makes me nuts. You hear that around these parts all the motherfucking time. Yeah. Both sides. Fuck you. Fuck you. I mean, is anyone reading the news? Is anyone looking at the shit?
Well, now there's a bunch of people pissed off, including some CNNers over at the CNN, because CNN has gone and hired Sarah Isger Flores, is her name, a GOP operative who has never worked as a journalist, will be joining CNN as one of their political editors.
A political editor. Never did any fucking journalism? That can't be right.
It said there's not a lot of transparency in discussing what she's going to be doing there, but it appears, this is from the HuffPo, it appears she will be helping shape the political coverage of an outlet whose agenda-setting power plays a part in determining which stories receive national attention and how they're covered.
God damn it. I want agenda-setting power. We need agenda-setting power.
But get this. This Flores person is most recently served as a spokesperson for none other than former Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Blech.
So she's not just a Republican operative. She's a loathsome, disgusting, ethics-free. I mean, not that most of them aren't, but yes. I mean, she's in the Trumpist lane.
No, most of them, these Republicans, are ethics fucking free. In fact, we know the Trump administration is. They wanted to get rid of the Office of fucking Ethics. Do you remember that?
Yeah. That was the Congress.
Oh, the Congress wanted to do that.
That was the first thing they wanted to do.
Oh, that's not better. That's shitty too.
She has no experience in journalism. Oh wait, she got that job with Jeff Bosesh because she, quote, gained it after personally pledging her loyalty to the president.
Oh, vomitous.
No experience in journalism, yet now her job will help guide its production on a network that she has previously denounced as CNN, the Clinton News Network.
Oh, fuck this.
And now
person.
This asshole.
They hired her.
Yeah.
What? What
so
the fuck?
So is this some of that both sides bullshit?
Yes. Yes. It's dumbing
well,
us
we
down.
We should have somebody from the other side.
From
well,
the other
why
side.
Why not just get David Duke? Why just pretend?
Right. For the other side, when you do. I don't even understand that they're a bunch of fucking crooks.
Yeah. For CNN, it says it strongly suggests that the network's big thinkers, including head honcho Jeff Zucker, are aiming for a kind of false fairness, a defensive both sides are equal kind of political coverage that inevitably fails to serve the voting public. You can't normalize that shit. There is no other side to racism or homophobia.
Yes.
Or
right.
Taking rights away from women or any of that shit. There's no equal, and especially climate fucking change.
Oh, yes.
If any network has a climate change denier on, they should be censured.
Well, that's free speech, whatever. Hey, man.
Stop watching them.
How do you think she feels on science, climate change?
Right.
She pledged her fealty to Donald fucking Trump. What does that even mean?
That's how she got the gig. With the racist Keebler elf.
Both sides. Okay, let's play both sides. I'll say a Trump thing, and then you say something Obama did equally as shitty. I'll say something. Pulled us out of the Paris Accord. Now you go.
If you want your doctor, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
That's not equal. You think that's
well, that's all they got, though.
That's all you got.
That's the only one you ever hear.
What about
when
the
they talk
Secret
about,
Service? They got hookers.
We're like, we got 8,000 lies from Trump that are chronicled. You can go read each and every one. And some maggot will come out and say, oh, what about the tens of thousands of lies from Obama? And then you say, like what? And they go, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. Okay, that's one. That was incorrect. Keep going. Exactly.
Listen,
they can't figure out a place where he just outwardly, blatantly, Pinocchio lied.
And you know what, man? I was listening to MSNBC this morning, and not to shit on Andrea Mitchell, but Jesus Christ, they have people from the GOP over there that occasionally say some really outrageous shit that's not true. I don't hear a lot of challenging.
Well, she's not. That's not her vibe. She's not.
But it's somewhat.
She keeps digging with questions.
Yeah.
But she's not like the confrontative.
I guess. But if somebody fucking
type.
If I had somebody on my show and they said some bullshit to me, I would be like, what the fuck are you fucking talking about, lunatic?
Hayes is good at that.
Yeah.
Of sort of staying a nice guy, but still shredding people and being like, well, come on. That's
God.
Not true. Come on. You know, that's not true. He'll say things like that.
Yeah. This equal side shit comes from this. I feel like it comes from this place of people that have the moral high ground feeling bad for these dumbasses that are saying stupid things and don't want to marginalize them. Get rid of that. Marginalize them. They're stupid.
And we can never forget that all of these giant corporations are owned by rich cunts.
Yes.
At some level. They're all owned by giant corporations that are bigger giant corporations.
Yes.
That are run by international oligarch fuckwad rich dickwads.
Ooh.
So it's in their interest to push the both sides-ism, because then they can keep the dummies thinking that socialism is the most evil thing that's ever been invented, and that we should be working 70 hours a week because that's what keeps people strong and good and healthy, and that's what they like to do.
Well, that's what Ivanka says. Ivanka says, well, we just can't get jobs. You just can't get stuff. Yeah. You got to work for it. Meaning you gotta scrabble out of a fucking rich vagina.
I don't know how long Ivana was in labor.
Oh yeah,
but that's the only work that Ivanka ever did, and she didn't really do anything; just hung on for the ride and got squeezed out. Tell me what Ivanka Trump, what work she has done throughout her life?
Okay, I'll
to
tell
deserve
you.
Her millions and millions.
She Scoot scoot. Tweet us.
So that's the headline
with something Ivanka did.
That's the headline over to the HuffPo. Let's see what's going on with the Drudge. They're probably already polishing their knobs over there over Trump.
Polishing me knobs.
Over Trump in the Vietnam. Let's see. Although Drudge is up and down on... Oh, Rat Fest on Hill, it says.
Oh, yes.
The picture of Michael Cohen.
I mean, listen, whatever you want to say about that guy, yeah, he's a dirtbag. Yes, he probably hired those men to go fuck with Stormy Daniels in the parking lot with her kid. That sucks.
And where there's no evidence of. And there's but the wait a second. Cohen will tell Congress. Oh yeah. So yeah, this rat thing.
Yes.
There was a guy on, there was an FBI dude on telly who said that snitches are never like the first chair in the choir. You're not the people that end up snitching.
Yes.
And that they end up prosecuting people on are usually scumbags. And that's why they corroborate right. their testimony. And they don't just do a he said, he said, that no prosecutor worth his salt would not back up the evidence.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're dealing with some sort of weird criminal conspiracy, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a law person or a cop. I mean, I've watched a lot of these shows, you know, Law and Order. I've watched a lot. NYPD.
Right.
Let me give you my fucking resume. Law and Order. I've watched almost every fucking version of that. NYPD Blue. No CSI. I didn't watch that. It's too much science.
Judge and, Judy.
No.
Oh.
Shit. Now I can't think of any more. I watched that new one with Tony Danza on Netflix where he plays the cop.
That's awful.
It's so fucking... You know, it's... I watched that... This
Crab Diving Review. That yeah. was fucking painful.
I have... There's some sort of mental illness in my head because I watched that Tony Danza cop show. I can't remember the name. The same way I watched Seventh Heaven. You know, starring that guy that molested all those
yeah,
people
yeah.
or whatever.
But that's not on anymore, is it? Or
No. I mean, Seventh Heaven, it would
oh,
be weird.
Oh, you used to hate watch it.
Yeah, I hate watched it. Like I watched that Tony Danza show. But and what the fuck are we talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah, snitches.
Yeah. So, yeah. So for, you know, the Republicans, their vibe tomorrow is going to, I don't know if I'll be able to listen to all of it because I know. There's going to be your Jim Jordans and your Louie Gohmerts
oh
and some of these
God.
Other jizz bags.
We got that a whole bag of jism.
That are just going to get up there and pontificate. You're a convicted liar, are you not, Mr. Cohen? Why should we listen to one word you say here right now today?
Louie Gohmert's going to be good. We got to make sure to hear that one.
If he's on that committee, I don't even know. I'm confused as to which committees are doing what.
How do you get on a committee? Did people just nominate you for
the
it?
The leadership selects you for the committee.
Louis's not on a fucking committee, is
he's
he?
He's on a bunch of committees.
Oh, my God. GOP. Who the fuck is like, you know what? You know what would really tie this committee together? Louie Gohmert.
Yeah. They put Inhofe in charge of a science committee in the Senate.
With the snowball? With the snowball. Fuck these Republicans, man.
NBC story is the link from Drudge says during his much anticipated public testimony before Congress tomorrow.
Yes.
Trump's former longtime attorney, Michael Cohen, will provide evidence of his boss's alleged criminal conduct since becoming president.
Oh, okay.
A source
told
NBC News.
Fake news. He hasn't had time to do any criminality, right?
He's had no time to do anything but criminality. There was a story, I think, let me see, it's over to the Axios.
Axios.
That
defeat liberal.
Says that Cohen just figured out like a few days ago, he was looking through shit and looking through all of his evidence and stuff and found more. And like found something. Oh my God, this is something.
Cohen found it?
Yeah.
Don't they have people that do that professionally through
sure
a shit?
I'm sure they went through a shit, but.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was like that he just a few days ago when he was preparing
right
for this bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I found one of Trump's condoms.
That he found some more evidence of a crime.
How hard does it have to be to find shit on Donald Trump if you got his fucking attorney? What's up?
New headline over at Axios.
Ooh.
GOP Representative Matt Gaetz.
God damn it. That's our guy.
It's our fucking representative from here in the panhandle.
Boom.
Shame on all of you that vote for this just turd burger.
I would challenge you to find a Matt Gaetz headline that doesn't want to make you throw up in your mouth.
You're right. Except for he wants to legalize marijuana.
I got one. I just thought of one Matt Gaetz headline that would make me happy, and I'm not sharing it.
He tweeted an apparent threat to Michael Cohen.
Jeez.
Matt Gaetz, representative from Florida, tweeted a threat to President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
Boo.
On the eve of his public testimony before the House Oversight Committee. Oh, so
yes.
It's oversight that he'll be in front of tomorrow.
Is Matt Gaetz, why is he breaking his neck to suck Trump's dick all the time?
Hey, Michael Cohen, do your wife and father-in-law know about your girlfriends? Maybe tonight would be a good time for that chat. I wonder if she'll remain faithful when you're in prison. She's about to learn a lot.
And that's the GOP, baby.
Oh, my God.
That's the
this
Republicans.
Is a member of Congress.
No, it's not a member of Congress. He sounds like a member of the Sopranos.
This is our representative.
That's ours.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Matt, I thought your deal was you were supposed to do shit in Washington for us. Not for, I don't even know what you're doing. He's just giving hand jobs to Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
That's posturing, right? He's showing off. He's peacocking for our rapist in chief. Lovely.
God, that's really fucking embarrassing.
Oh, what a douche.
Great. Great job.
Yeah.
Great job, Panhandle.
Shit, man.
And who you put into the United States Senate.
Don't you think at this point, Cohen's wife probably knows about any girlfriends or mistresses this guy has or had? Don't you think? Or maybe not. I mean, way to go out on a limb. That's like saying, I bet Michael Cohen has cheated on his wife.
He's expected to present evidence of alleged criminal conduct by Trump during his time as president. It's information that was stumbled across within the last 48 hours, a source familiar with the testimony says.
Oh, shit.
He's likely to accuse Trump of criminal misconduct.
Ooh.
Linked to the reimbursements Cohen received for the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels.
God. But here's what I don't understand about what Matt Gaetz said. The point of Michael Cohen coming and talking to the government is for us to figure out what the fuck is going on. So why would you want to threaten a guy? It's essential. I mean, listen, yes, Michael Cohen's a crook. He's going to jail, but he's helping, right?
If you wanted to threaten someone, you wouldn't put the information out there, would you? Would you say, I have info on you that some people close to you would like to know? Maybe that'll be interesting. You wouldn't say, hey, does your wife know about your girlfriends?
Yeah.
There's your info.
Yeah. Cohen's like, I don't know.
He blew your wad.
Fuck it. You're a douche, Matt. What a douche.
Cohen is set and his legal team are expected to provide the committee with granular detail of the scheme to play off Daniels, which he says was orchestrated by Trump. He will have financial statements revealing that Trump inflated. Oh, for other stuff, they're going after him. He will show financial statements of how he inflated his assets for business and personal reasons.
Inflate my assets.
There was that speculation that he was lying about how much his assets were worth and trying to get loans.
Oh, shit.
On those lies.
But don't we know that
that's what Manafort, by the way, that's one of the things Manafort is going to jail for.
Oh, shit.
Lying about how much money he had to secure those mortgages.
But don't we know? Haven't we heard recordings where Trump kind of talks about this money for Stormy?
Just that one.
Okay.
Where he says, we're going to get a checking account set up or something. And Trump says, no, cash.
No, that's right.
Cash. No, cash.
Hey, Michael, why not cash? Why didn't you use cash? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That. I don't get that. Why not Bitcoin?
In a statement, of course, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
"Look,
she said, quote, look, disgraced felon Michael Cohen is going to prison for lying to Congress and making other false statements. Sadly, he will go before Congress this week, and we can expect more of the same. It's laughable that anyone would take a convicted liar like Cohen at his word, and pathetic to see him given yet another opportunity to spread his lies." I saw another article today that said that the RNC has literally assembled a war room to deal with the next 2 days of Cohen testimony.
Oh, my God, man.
Because they know it's going to be a ton of shit.
Right.
But that's their vibe. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. Poo-poo pants on fire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a war room? Now they got to assemble a war room to deal with this bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, did our voters, I don't know.
Well, that's the RNC.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I'm sure the Trump toadies, Trump's lawyers are
prepping. Don't they? Yeah. Oh, God. Why the fuck does Kim Jong-un take a train to this fucking thing, by the way?
I just saw an article about that. That there's a report that he doesn't have a good plane. there was a report that he doesn't have a plane good enough to take that long of a flight, and that China offered to loan him one, and he thought that would be a humiliation using a Chinese government plane to fly when so he decided to take his choo-choo.
That's crazy.
For 2 days plus ride.
Why? I mean, if he doesn't have a good plane, why are we putting up with these motherfuckers? Because they got these nuclear weapons?
Because they have good nukes. Yeah.
How are they fourth? He doesn't have a plane?
I don't know if that's true.
Do they have an Air Force? Am I nuts?
I just saw.
God damn. By the way, if I was a ruler, that's how I'm traveling too. I hate flying. I get it.
Oh, it takes so long though.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking back to, you know, one time I saw on the news, there's a plane crash, and I'll tell you how the crash went. This plane is landing. Everything looks normal. I don't know what the fuck happens next. The plane turns like this and cartwheels, and then blows up in a big ball of bullshit.
Okay.
I know it takes a long time to get places.
Right.
Okay. Ellipses. That's it.
Well, Google train wreck.
You know what? You said that, and I'm like, what's that app? Google train wreck?
Yeah, Google train wreck, and you'll be able to watch videos of trains rolling and blowing up and
that
plummeting off bridges and shit like that.
You know what Google train wreck is? That's going to be the corporatization of marijuana. Google's going to own all the weed, and it'll be like, you going to smoke that Google train wreck?
Oh, because there was, for those that don't know, there was a strain of marijuana named Train wreck.
Please. Our listeners, the people listening to this show.
Well, but there may not be.
Please. You guys know what train wreck is. Okay.
Speaking of.
Yes.
There's some 200 pissed off people in Oregon.
Oh, I don't understand this story one motherfucking bit.
A train. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out. For some reason, a train was stranded in the middle of fucking nowhere in Oregon for 36 hours.
What the shit?
This is from the CNN. A train with nearly 200 people on board that had been stranded, in deep snow for more than 36 hours.
Climate change, baby.
Has now arrived at the Amtrak station in Eugene, Oregon.
Somebody tell Inhofe climate change is real.
The train was originally en route to L.A.,
yes.
Will return to Seattle after receiving maintenance. It was stuck after it hit a tree that had fallen onto the tracks.
Damn. That sucks.
One passenger shortly after leaving the train said, "We really wanted for nothing except for maybe some place comfortable to lie down and a shower."
Oh, God, that sucks.
Did
they run out of booze? I mean, it's 36 hours.
They didn't want for anything, so.
Oh, okay.
It was stranded near the small town of Oak Ridge. The train was inoperable due to the weather conditions and downed trees.
Damn, that sounds like such a great premise for a horror movie, man. A train is stranded in the middle of fucking nowhere near this tiny, scary town called Oak Ridge in Oregon.
Yeah. I wonder if there's boys there.
And then the bodies start piling up. Boys?
Oak Ridge Boys?
Oh, Oak Ridge Boys.
It's a country music joke, everybody.
Yes. Go on crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy the Oak Ridge Boys' greatest hits.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Train.
Snakes on a train? Why not?
It said that they would move like about a half mile and then get stuck again.
In the fucking snow?
Yeah.
Do they not have shovels or some shit like that? Or any kind of something to move the snow off the fucking tracks?
Oh, well, it gets better. While they were stalled all those hours at Oak Ridge, it's one word, Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge.
Passengers could see a deserted stretch of highway, which was closed due to snow and ice. The town itself had no electricity due to the weather.
Dude, that's fucking insane. Are we talking about extreme weather here? We're talking about chaotic fucking climate change shit.
It was up to 2 feet of snow predicted in the area.
Well, that's a lot of snow, but that's not unheard of.
Right, it's not crazy.
How does that stop a train?
2 feet. I lived in Wisconsin. I'd be like, pfft.
Yeah, come on.
I think it was the trees that fell on the tracks were the deal. I don't think so much the snow.
We got to get rid of these trees until we figure out what the fuck is going on.
Conditions, nobody was injured, but conditions further deteriorated with numerous track blockages from snow and fallen trees.
Oh, my God. What happens when people run out of their, like, Xanax and shit?
They decided leaving passengers on the train was the safest option. We sincerely regret the extended delay customers on the southbound Coast Starlight experienced due to extreme weather issues. with local power outages and blocked roads, it was decided the safest place was to stay on the train. Well, they were able to get food, heat, electricity, toilets. So I guess they're...
But it's not like a sleeper car. I mean, they have a bar on there.
They always
God damn. I hope you guys didn't jack up the prices because you're stuck somewhere in that fucking bar.
This passenger said it was like a big kumbaya party. Strangers are playing cards. One teenager played his ukulele. People who never met before were dancing in the aisles.
Jeez. Well, sounds like fun. Hey, little Jimmy, let me tell you about the time you were conceived.
There was stress. Some LA-bound college students were panicking.
Douches.
Because their professors wouldn't accept their excuse for missing class.
Good God. What are you, fascists?
Tuesday morning, they were told that breakfast would be the last meal available, though.
Fuck that shit.
So I guess they did run out of food after a little while.
That's a good weight loss plan.
Crew members were professional and nice, so I, you know,
right.
There you go.
Well,
but nonetheless,
right.
36 hours trapped, not moving.
Dude, barely that moving sucks.
On a fucking train.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just extreme weather shit, right? I mean, so we're going to have more of that.
Maybe. I don't know what it's like in that area, but.
Well, it's cold as fuck. It's Oregon.
An unusual occurrence.
Right. And it will now be usual.
What is this? Senate Republicans have a math problem?
Wait, is this about the national emergency shit?
Yeah, I mean, right today, the Democratic House majority will be voting to disapprove of Trump's decision to declare a national emergency. I thought I had seen that we were up to like 18 Republicans that were jumping ship
wow.
in the House and
traitors
would also be voting thusly.
Boo.
God,
that's going to piss off Trump, dude.
And we're at three of senators that we know. When Tom Tillis wrote an op-ed, it's just a coincidence that he's up for re-election.
Oh, soon. Shit.
But he wrote an op-ed from North Carolina. He's from North Carolina. He wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post.
Yes.
That said, as U.S. Senator, I cannot justify providing the executive with more ways to bypass Congress. So,
yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
But you had no problem supporting him when he was running for election and all this other running for president and all this other bullshit.
Susan Collins has already said she will vote for the disapproval measure.
Yes.
Lisa Murkowski has also definitively come out in favor of the resolution. That's
Yay.
Three. They only need one more.
Yes.
Right now it would be 50-50 with mother's husband casting the deciding vote. But if they get one more Republican senator, then it'll pass. And then that's a big giant fuck you to Trump.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Where both houses. But then there's other speculation that there might be more. There might be more Republicans that are just like, well, fuck this. And will be bailing in the Senate.
Right.
And may provide closer to a veto-proof majority. They won't have that in the House, though. So,
right.
But we shall see.
Yes.
Nonetheless, it's a rebuke.
Right, man.
If the Republican-controlled Senate will turn around and against him.
The weird thing is, if it were a true emergency, wouldn't there be more people for it? Wouldn't you have more people say, yeah, that is an emergency?
Well, yeah.
Usually an emergency, it's everybody understands it's an emergency. Got it. Do we have to define an emergency?
Well, that's part of the problem is that why Trump is doing this. He thinks it'll just get kicked up to the Supreme Court where he'll win.
Yes.
And some people think he might because the law is pretty vague.
Yes.
And that with the vagaries of the national emergency legislation that's there, they may not be able that the Supreme Court might say, well, it's too vague. And,
right.
you know,
why is it vague? Because
Congress wrote a shitty bill.
Or maybe they wanted to say, well, if you need to declare a national emergency, you need some wiggle room, some leeway to make it easier.
I don't know. There's times they pass shit all the time and they're like, oh, ooh, we got to go back and fix that.
Or Which go is back
a little
and
on the terrifying side.
Read what we passed.
That happens very often.
Patriot Act.
Well, yeah.
The Patriot Act. Man, they, these guys don't.
And despite what they say about
shit.
Pelosi, that was a taken out of context.
Yeah,
that's one of their favorite.
What is it?
Somebody just tweeted that. I think it was Sarah Huckabee. Something about that. Like we're not like Nancy Pelosi. We like to read stuff before we pass it. And it's like, you fucking asshole. It's been debunked a gazillion times.
Sarah Huckabee sounds like Jodie Foster. If Jodie Foster woke up one day and turned into a Nazi.
Yeah.
You know, look, Mr. Lecter.
once the vote happens today in the House, because it is a binding resolution, they have to, the Senate has to vote. So Cocaine Mitch can't lift up one of his fat rolls and hide it under there like he does with everything else and never bring shit up.
So all the good progressive shit that everybody wants is hidden under his what?
It'll never
his
be.
Gunt?
Pick one.
Ugh.
They have 18 days then to vote on their own. And that's only because of that law, national emergency law.
Right.
That's not a regular thing, because how great would that be if you could force the other house to vote on shit by, I don't know, a certain type of vote or whatever, because
then
we wouldn't have had all the problems we've had all these years.
Right.
Because Boehner wouldn't bring shit up for a vote that would win, because he was following that wrestling coach boy diddler rule, Hastert.
Oh, okay.
And
I was trying to think which
one?
GOP.
Right, it's, right.
Yeah.
And he he was following that un-American Hastert rule, where you don't put anything up for a vote that may require bipartisan agreement. You
right.
only put stuff up for a vote that us goose-stepping Nazis are going to ram through.
Nine. Right. Are we? That's like what Paul Ryan said, right, when he was made speaker. He was like, I'll be speaker if everybody promises to get along and no bullshit.
Well, he just meant the Republicans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are we beginning
to... But he did
to
the same shit. He didn't bring any...
Yeah.
He wouldn't bring anything to the floor that was bipartisan.
Right. Did we have a problem with the national emergency deal with Obama?
No.
Carter?
Nobody. Because they've been real emergencies.
Clinton.
And everyone's agreed.
Even Bush.
Yeah.
So are we? I think what we're seeing is if you look big picture, this Trump, I think Trump is our government's Waterloo. He's
Niagara
fucking
Falls.
It up. I mean,
well, and
it's not made for someone like him.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's made for, but is he going to break our country?
Well, and we've never had a case where the emergency was voted down by Congress.
Yes.
And then the president decides, I'm going to call it an emergency anyway.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of what he did with the wall. The wall was voted down.
I'm going to declare
the wall
emergency.
Was not vote. Yeah, there was no vote on his wall.
And I'm going golfing. Fuck you.
And some of these Republicans, like some of the House Republicans, are there's one guy in Texas, blood red Texas.
Fuck you.
Who is like, wait a second, this money that he wants to steal from the defense budget includes money that's coming to this army base that we need in
right.
my district.
You see, those are the Republicans. I'm down for anything Donald Trump wants to do, unless it fucks with my constituents. But fuck the rest of the goddamn planet.
Trump is trying to keep the Republicans in line. He tweeted yesterday, I hope our great Republican senators don't get led down the path of weak and ineffective border security. Without strong borders, we don't have a country, and the voters are on board with us.
Right.
They're not.
Yeah.
Be strong and smart. Don't fall into the Democrats' trap of open borders and crime.
Crime. How many people who served in your cabinet are waiting to be sentenced or indicted?
But those aren't
found
crimes.
Guilty.
That's going way back to 2006, Ryan, and people's past lives that they're looking at. What does that matter?
I don't know.
It's literally what Don Jr. said yesterday,
yeah.
Basically saying, you know, this stuff that was in past lives. Who cares about those crimes
yes.
if it was 10 or 15 years ago?
You know, we were a crab diving offline conversation.
Crab diving offline.
Earlier today, we were talking about. Well, I was saying that I used to think Don Jr. was the worst.
Well, define worst.
Of his kids. I don't know. The worst.
Do you mean dumbest or the whole package?
Shitty. I guess the whole package. But I'm going with Ivanka. And
I think she's more insidious.
Oh, yeah. But what she said about that AOC, that new deal, sucks.
Yeah.
I hate that.
The Cornyn, John Cornyn of Texas, speaking of giant festering assholes, isn't he the one that said, well, you know, I think we're giving an awful lot of, I agree that it's giving too much power to the president, but I am going to vote.
Yes.
Against it.
That, how does that make any sense? I think this is a bad thing to do. I'm doing it anyway. I'm just letting you know. But isn't that worse?
He thinks that it'll pass.
He knows it sucks.
But that he'll oppose it. And unlikely that there will be a 2/3 of majority to overturn Trump's veto.
Oh,
Trump's
shit.
Already said, oh, I'm vetoing the fuck out of that.
Did he say that?
No. I mean, not on television.
Is Cullen going to come out with stories with Trump saying the N-word?
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Is that going to bother his constituents?
No, his approval rating will go up with them.
Explain to me why. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm glad everyone votes. That's good. Even the racists. That helps us, right?
So Collins and Tillis are both up for re-election in 2020.
Yay.
It's also tough because voting to disapprove of this can be used by their eventual Democratic opponents, who would be like, look, you know, this person doesn't even vote for their own Republican policies.
Right. Yeah. He's not even supporting your party.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing?
So Trump's border emergency, yeah. It doesn't exist. The Republicans may pass, and then he's going to have to veto it, and it's going to be a big, giant deal.
Hey, guys, do you remember all the caravan bullshit? You remember that?
There's another one.
Oh, really?
Hurtling towards us, yeah.
Well, I mean, if that was the end of the world and such an emergency, why don't we hear about it anymore?
Because the first one was right before the election.
Yes.
In November. And then the election was over. And then apparently they vanished into a mist.
No.
Or something.
These news organizations cover that weird caravan thing like the Weather Channel covers like a superstorm.
Some. Yeah. Yeah. Or they covered the politicians that were doing nothing but squealing about the,
right,
the
right.
Caravan.
Right, right. Yeah.
I mean, Fox was all caravan 24/7. Oh my God, everyone, it's getting closer.
Why? You know, it's weird that thing, the person CNN is hiring. I mean, don't they? I mean, if you had to, I don't know, look into the future and see what kind of news people are going to listen to. Don't you think they're missing the mark? I mean, do they really want to hire somebody from the Trump administration that's never been a journalist? It's obviously just going to be a mouthpiece for the fucking Republicans.
I don't get it.
People don't want that.
Don't get it.
Do people want that?
No. And employees at CNN were complaining. They're like, we don't want to work with this asshole either.
God. I mean, MSNBC did the same fucking thing. Who did they hire that was a conservative? They hired that person from Fox. Trump said she bleeds out her eyeballs. I can't think of her fucking name.
Megyn Kelly.
They hired her at MSNBC.
That didn't go well at all. Yeah, and then...
nobody wants that.
Well, they gave Hugh Hewitt a show. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
He's a real asshole. Canceled, like, within minutes.
I mean,
nobody on MSNBC is looking for Hugh fucking Hewitt.
Yes.
Even at 6 a.m. I think it was like 6 a.m. on a Saturday. Nobody's looking for Hugh Hewitt.
This thing, it's like...
He's a conservative
right.
Radio guy, yeah. By the way. That's Hugh Hewitt.
God, if anybody out there is raising kids, maybe have a talk with him about compromise and how in this culture there's this trope or whatever that we just love compromise so, so much that it's the best thing on the fucking planet. It's not. We're in the middle of a big compromise right now. It sucks.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku, mande kishiti kolora bashata.
God damn! If you heard a Catholic priest say, "Hey, we're gonna pray in tongues," you'd be like, "Okay, let me unzip my pants."
Oh, where's it going?
Yeah, get me out of here.
Good news.
Ooh, yes.
Here in the Trumpian era.
Fuck you.
Federal court. Unanimously, a federal appeals court unanimously. And that's a big deal because unanimous means even the conservatives on the court.
Yes.
Agreed. It was a lawsuit that was seeking to declare the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel as unconstitutional.
Right.
And a federal appeals court unanimously affirmed the validity of special counsel Robert Mueller's appointment, rejecting a challenge by a former buddy of Roger Stone.
Oh, shit.
Andrew Miller.
Okay.
Miller was ordered by the special counsel to appear before a grand jury last year, and he said, fuck you, I'm not going.
Right.
I believe you're invalid.
God damn. Hey, just so we're all on the same fucking page, this is Andrew Miller, like a political guy, right?
Is there another Andrew
yes.
Miller?
Yes. Oh, my. Yes. Do you not remember when the Cubs won the World Series? That was the pitcher on the Indians, the reliever.
Oh, no, I don't
very,
remember
very
that.
Good pitcher. He was the guy that stood in the way of the Cubs getting the ring, and they bested the guy.
I don't remember
not
that.
Not that Andrew Miller.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Fake I don't news. Know what he does on his off time. The court dismissed the argument that special counsel should have to be confirmed by the Senate. So this guy, for some reason, was arguing that special counsel had to be confirmed by a Senate
right,
vote.
Right.
And it's not true.
The DOJ appoints a special counsel, or am I wrong?
You are correct, sir.
Bam. They don't even cover that in Law and Order, but yet I knew it.
The Mueller, they wrote in the unanimous decision that Mueller, quote, effectively serves at the pleasure of an executive branch officer who was appointed with the advice and consent of the Senate. So because he's working for the Attorney General.
Yes.
That he's in that command chain, and the head of that command chain was Ooh. Confirmed by the Senate.
Except Sessions. Now, Sessions appointed.
Well, now it is. Well, Sessions recused, so
right.
Rosenstein, appointed being the deputy Mueller. Attorney general, then the responsibility fell to him, and
right.
he appointed Bob Mueller.
Right, okay.
So there you go. Squealy.
Why would he be?
Squealy cries over there as Mueller's constitutionality is affirmed.
Why would it be unconstitutional, his appointment? I mean, that's strange.
Because they're Republicans.
They're just trying.
They right, right.
They're just trying anything. They'll try
they
anything.
They loved them some special counsels when they were looking into a jizz stain on a blue
oh,
dress.
Oh, my God.
They loved that special counsel. Which actually stumbled. They stumbled upon that after 2.5 years.
Yes.
Of looking at Whitewater, looking
right.
at a gazillion other things, and finding fuck all. Nothing. Ken Starr found nothing and ended up
right
with the jizz dress and
yes.
because he got lucky near the end
because Linda Tripp told him
his buddy Linda Tripp told him
right
this intern has some presidential right. DNA.
You know, that was that's my favorite role by John Goodman. It's the best.
Oh, that was awful.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
he played Linda Tripp on the Saturday Night Live that's skit great. And kinda, God, it was so believable.
There were those who said she was unattractive.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. I just enjoyed the truth John Goodman brought to that role.
He's a chameleon.
Yes.
Let's leap over to North Carolina.
Fuck you, boy.
Where some Republicans have been having their way with the Constitution.
I mean, is North Carolina still part of our democracy?
It's trying not to be.
Shit,
tries real
man.
Hard not to be.
Show me your dick.
Well, Republicans don't want democracy.
Oh, fuck
That's
no.
That's not their vibe anymore.
Fuck that shit.
The Mark Harris there, the guy that was running for the House, who was ahead by 900 and something votes.
Yes.
And then it turns out they found out that some longtime political operative there in the middle of fuck all nowhere, North Carolina, had created quite this little boss hog, little kingdom for himself of political corruption. It was literally going around collecting absentee ballots,
yes,
ordering them for people who didn't want them, and then filling them out himself, allegedly. Yes. Sending people to go pick them up from elderly people, and the elderly people would be like, I haven't filled mine out yet. And they're like, God, don't worry about it. We'll do it for you, honey.
I think you would have a hard time being an election person over there.
All illegal.
It would be tough for you to work with them.
So last week we covered how Mark Harris's son testified against him at the election board hearings where they were deciding whether to certify the election.
Yes.
Despite just fountains of fraud.
Ooh.
His son threw him under the bus and said, you know, basically, I told him so, and produced emails where he was like, are you sure this, you know, this guy shouldn't be doing that with absentee ballots? And dad was like, don't worry about it. Fuck off.
I mean, do you Republicans consider him a rat? Because
probably,
he told the truth, he exposed some crime.
The current Republicans,
I mean, this guy, Mark Harris, I mean, we don't know if he was working with that dude, but they stole an election.
So finally, at the last minute, even Mark Harris said, you know what, I think we should have a new election.
Right.
Even though he had been battling the whole time to get his seat, and they were saying, you got to prove that there's enough of the votes were changed, and you can't do that.
You think he... So they're calling. Does he get along with his son still?
They call. Well, you know, they said they love each other.
Oh, yes.
But he did say his son was arrogant? Is that what he said? Something like that?
Oh, shit.
He's a little arrogant.
Right. Well, I mean, you're stealing an election, fucknut.
But he said, my son could be like stubborn and arrogant. And I told him, you know, I just dismissed him. I thought he was wrong. But it turns out he was right.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't aware of the shenanigans.
He claims.
Oh, right. Well, he's probably telling the truth,
He claims that dude assured him that everything was above board.
Oh, shit, yes.
Well, now he's bowed out.
No.
Of the new upcoming special election. Mark Harris, the North Carolina Republican U.S. House candidate whose campaign was at the center of the ballot fraud inquiry, announced in a Facebook post yesterday that he will not run in the special election.
Right.
Citing personal health reasons. He has been having some health issues.
Yes. Or maybe he wants his name out of the news because he's worried he's going to end up in jail.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing ideas.
The board last week ordered a new election after they found that a political operative working on behalf of Harris coordinated, quote, an unlawful and substantially resourced absentee ballot scheme.
Wait.
Including cover-up efforts.
An operative working on behalf of Harris, so he knew about it.
No, he worked for the campaign.
Yes.
I don't think that's what they meant.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they meant he ordered him. I mean, he fucking knew. Of course he fucking knew. What are you talking about?
I mean, especially so naive. You might watch The Boss with Kelsey Grammer as the mayor of Chicago.
It's a really good show.
Get all that shit. That guy was dirty.
Other news from the courts?
Yes.
This was maybe yesterday, Friday. A federal judge has ruled that a law requiring men but not women to register for the draft is unconstitutional.
Damn. Well, that makes sense, right?
So, you know, when you turn 18, you got to register for selective service, even though there is no selective service.
Right.
But they still want you to fucking register. They want you on a list.
Yes.
It's men only, boys only.
Right.
So.
But not women.
Now a judge has ruled that that's not constitutional.
So what are they going to do? Just get rid of it?
They're going to have to make women sign up or get rid of it. The ruling on Friday, U.S. District Judge Gray Miller denied the government's motion to stay the lawsuit that was originally brought by, well, this is not I mean, I agree with the ruling, but this is not the best of plaintiffs. The National Coalition for Men, a nonprofit men's rights advocacy group,
Proud Boys,
is seeking the injunction to order the Selective Service System to require women to register for the draft.
Yes.
And I don't think it should exist.
Yeah. Why does it exist? I mean, if we don't actually have the draft anymore, why do we have that?
Because I don't know for sure, but let's say there were some conservatives that were like, well, but what if we have to have a war? We want to be able to draft them really quick.
Yes. God.
The draft itself ended during the final stages of the Vietnam War in 1973, but all American men ages 18 to 26 are still required to register, so the military could move quickly if they ever needed to reinstate conscription.
Yes. Yeah.
This judge was appointed by George W. Bush in 2006, so not a liberal judge.
Yes.
He noted that the Supreme Court upheld excluding women from the draft because at that time women were excluded from combat duty. But now, after that prohibition was lifted in 2015, excluding them from registering makes no constitutional sense.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Separate but equal.
So I guess congratulations. I don't know.
Yay.
Women, you get to register now too? Yeah.
You can be on a list nobody really uses.
Right. And, you know, do we really need, now that we're in the drone era and the tech era, are we really going to enter into any conflict that's going to require us to conscript tens, hundreds of thousands of more soldiers?
Yeah, I mean,
is there
know.
That much ground activity?
Right. I mean, what we really should be, you should really sign up for the selective service if you're really fucking smart. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, that we can have more diplomats and shit like that. We should conscript diplomats to keep us out of wars.
Oh, but they want the dumbest of the dumb, so that it'll just do what exactly they tell them unquestioningly.
Right.
So that's, I guess, good news. I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends on, I think the draft needs to go bye-bye, but
right.
And even the registering for it probably needs to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. A little bit after the top of the hour here the Crab Diving Live.
What's the traffic looking like out there?
The light is green right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Out in front.
Everybody be careful.
I mean, nearby. I don't want to.
We do not. Yeah, that's a geographical
geolocate
clue.
Us.
Please. These people here are crazy.
Something like, I heard these liberals, they live in Pensacola. What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Let's find them.
I caught me a liberal.
I've got this is awesome. We've talked before about this. Really, just a little snot statue of a human.
Snot statue? That's a good one.
Jacob Wall?
Yes.
You remember him. He's the little 18, 19-year-old.
What a dish.
Feted as a financial wunderkind at one point.
Nine!
Then it turns out he was running a giant Ponzi scheme and
yes.
defrauding his investors.
He's not really a wunderkind. He's a creep.
He was like one of the youngest traders or something like that, or hedge fund runners or some fuck.
Look at my big, thick cock.
He's also, I believe, the youngest person to now ever have been given a lifetime ban from the SEC to trade securities. And for some reason, I think 100% it's just to kind of fall into Trump's, to bathe and hide from the nasty indictments they may get. Him and his father,
yeah,
both Jacob Wall,
right,
and try to get a pardon.
Oh,
Trump,
yeah,
because they turned into cartoonishly fervent loony Trump supporters.
But I think that's a good plan on their part, because you never know. He pardoned Scooter Libby.
Oh, Matt Gaetz is on this website too.
Whoa.
Republican Scorsese character Matt Gaetz slammed as mobster trying to blackmail a witness with the Cohen tweet.
Oh, that's great.
Could that be obstruction of justice?
Well, it's fucking bizarre.
Wouldn't that be?
I mean, it's a
wouldn't
threat.
That be great if he was indicted for obstruction of justice for something? Yeah.
I mean, maybe doesn't it seem like of him? It seems like blackmail to me. Like if you say certain things, I'm going to ruin your life with some shit about your fucking mistress or something.
Pensacola, first district Democrats.
Oh, God.
You got to tell me there's somebody with a pulse that can run against this guy and actually put up some kind of a fight.
I don't know.
In the interview with USA, this is USA Today.
Yes.
And there's a big story over there about Jacob Wall. He's 21 now.
Oh,
this 21-year-old tweeted lies about Mueller and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now he's eyeing the 2020 election. This is a big story about just what a fraudster and a lie and a fucking Trump sucker he is.
Ooh, yes.
Tax liens and all kinds of shit. Avenatti.
Avenatti.
Remember he went out, he tried to go after Avenatti.
Oh yeah, dude.
Avenatti said, I'm going to bury you,
yes,
you know,
yes.
And
I remember that.
So,
he got medieval.
Well, Jacob Wall also, we made bigly fun of because he had teamed up with, I can't remember his name, but that lunatic that was basically spearheading the investigation into the Seth Rich murder by Hillary. By someone.
I remember that. That's the dude that said this laptop existed with a bunch of bullshit on it.
And then when asked, have you seen the laptop? He said, there's a, I forget what TV show he was on, but you could Google this. He said, well, no. And they said, do you know someone that has seen it? And he said, well, no. But basically, he knew someone who knew someone who swears they saw a laptop.
Maybe God
that
said.
Maybe was taken from Seth Rich that obviously they're trying to hide because it contains all the proof that Seth Rich was the one that stole the emails from the DNC and gave them to the WikiLeaks. And then Hillary put on a black mask and a balaclava one night and snuck out into the Washington, D.C. evening
with piano
at
wire.
2 a.m. and put a couple of slugs into Seth Rich.
That sounds reasonable, fair.
So that guy teamed up with Jacob Wall, remember? And they had the bombshell that they now had women that would swear up and down that Robert Mueller tried to fuck them.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Against their will. Sexual misconduct, the whole nine yards.
I mean, shit, dude.
They probably rented half of a Holiday Inn Express meeting room and got together with the press.
Oh, shit.
And, what was the thing they did before that they were going to produce evidence of? Remember him and like that guy? Oh, it was the witness for the Seth Rich shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And it never materialized. They put somebody on a speakerphone and the reporters were asking questions and the person couldn't answer. It was all just a big bullshit fest.
Right.
So then a year later or so, they come out with this bullshit. They have they on Twitter, they're like, tomorrow is the press conference. The women will come forward.
No. And that, they had that were sexually assaulted by Bob Mueller.
By Bob Mueller. They had their press conference. Cricket.
Nothing.
Cricket. No woman showed up.
Wow.
No witnesses.
Not one.
It's just pathetic.
They don't seem credible.
Well, now, Caroline Cass, the woman at the center, allegedly, of Jacob Wall's bogus rape claims against Bob Mueller, in this USA Today story, said she was tricked by Jacob into going along with his scheme.
Oh my
God. To smear Mueller.
So So he tricked this person to say bad shit about Bob Mueller. That's it?
This is from USA Today. Wall's most prominent gambit was also his most disastrous, an apparent sloppy attempt to accuse Trump's nemesis special counsel Bob Mueller of sexual misconducts only days before the midterm elections.
Oh,
so they
shit.
Were trying to affect the elections.
Oh, my God.
And we don't know what's come of it yet, but the Jacob Wall and this bullshit was referred to the FBI for potential criminal investigation.
So Jacob Wall's scheme was he thought he was going to influence the midterms?
And ultimately suck up to Trump.
Uh-huh.
By bringing down, if he's the one who brings down Bob Mueller, Trump would shower him with pardons.
Hey, Jacob, the problem is you don't have any credibility or influence. Nobody gives a fuck what you have to say. So when somebody like you says, oh, yeah, Bob Mueller's been raping a bunch of people, they're not going to believe you.
So Caroline Cass, the woman that Jacob Wall named as a credible accuser.
Yes.
Now says he made it up.
It's all fiction.
He deceived her with a false identity and tried to coerce her to appear at a news conference against her will.
Oh, against her will. Like what? He threw her in the back of a car? Did he use blue duct tape?
Wall initially maintained that Cass's allegations were credible. When told that Cass said they were inaccurate, Wall then claimed he couldn't speak about the situation because of legal non-disclosure agreement with her. And she says,
God damn, what a dirtbag.
She says there's no NDA. There's no agreement between us.
So,
but he's like, well, I can't talk about that.
Jesus. That boy, this guy, he's a real go-getter, Jacob Wall. You want a witness? Sure, I'll find one. I'll tie him up, put him in the trunk, and drive him to a fucking press conference.
At the news conference, he gave out a document that was digitally signed,
okay,
purporting to be by the absent accuser, Caroline Cass.
Okay.
She said, allegedly, that she had been sexually assaulted by Mueller in New York in 2010. Wall referred to Cass as the real accuser.
Yes.
But, God, I wish there were more details here. 34-year-old Caroline Cass of Los Angeles said Wall, whom she met on Craigslist.
Okay, so Jacob Wall.
But in what capacity? That's what I want to know. Was it like
oh, well,
was it like slime ball for women that he was looking for somebody to bang? Or was
no,
he?
No. I'll tell you what it was. This desk that I'm using.
Yeah.
That coffee table in the living room.
Yeah.
I believe a filing cabinet in my room, all from Craigslist. That's how they met. This guy, Jacob Wall, needed a bookshelf. He went on Craigslist looking for one. He randomly found the bookshelf of this person.
I don't know.
They met on Craigslist.
It just says met on Craigslist.
That's bizarre.
He tricked her by pretending to be an investigator.
Yes.
Who was trained by Israeli intelligence forces. And agreed to help her with unscrupulous characters ripping her off.
Hold on a second. Can you repeat that last bit? He was what?
He tricked her. He pretended that he was an investigator who was trained by Israeli intelligence forces. And he agreed to help her with unscrupulous characters that were ripping her off.
What's the name of the Israeli intelligence people? What are they?
The Mossad.
He's Mossad. I didn't know that. So Jacob Wall's a badass that we didn't know. We didn't know.
He was going by the name, interestingly enough, Matthew Cohen.
Oh, okay.
Was his phone name he was using. She said she paid him $2,000 for which he did no work, but instead offered her the prospect of employment at his agency. That's that fake intelligence agency that he had.
So, right. It's like a private investigation firm, right? Or
he had her speak on the phone to people whose identities she now believes he made up.
God damn.
And we know because that website of this investigative firm that he allegedly owns or whatever has pictures of people that if you go to their About Us, you know, you can see like the CEO right. and sure. all of their employees.
Yes.
And some of those people are stock photos.
They're
and some
real.
Of those, and one of those people is like some supermodel from Azerbaijan or something like that.
Do
like,
a Google
like
search so you can Google
exactly.
search. Fucking damn.
So he's using other people's photos. He's making up people, making up staff, giving them fake bios. This person worked for the Israeli intelligence agency, and you know, for so many
it's
years,
a, it's a picture
for the
of
CIA,
Miranda Kerr,
and it's a picture of some. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So, the she said that it became clear that Cohen, which is Jacob Wall,
yes,
and his associates needed a. They were looking for a quote credible female to put on the line. They made it up, she said, of the document accusing Mueller. They wrote it and DocuSigned it. She did not sign that. They wrote it and signed it on her behalf.
I mean, if you look at this from the other side, I'm doing massive air quotes. He's kind of a go-getter. How old is he?
21.
He's 21. Look at all the shit he's already
done. Look at
done.
All the crime he's involved in.
Yes, he's banned from the stock exchange.
And his father is like a Fox contributor. He goes on Fox to,
well,
to
perfect.
Suck Trump's cock.
Oh, I can't get enough. Oh,
no, Mike.
Yeah, probably not.
Got a lot of choking going on. It sounds like Stormy's right.
I got to purse my lips.
She said Wall tried to get her to speak at the news conference. But she escaped and learned only as the scheme unfolded that Cohen was, in fact, Jacob Wall. He completely lied to me, she said.
She escaped?
I don't know what that means.
Well, no, she escaped. So
the quote, it's in quotes. So she says she escaped. I don't know what that means.
God, guys.
As recently as this month, Wall referred to her when asked about the version of events. He said he could. I can't speak further because there's a non-disclosure agreement with her.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't violate any confidences. She says there's no such fucking deal. There's no NDA.
Right. He doesn't want to.
Berkman. That's the guy. Berkman is the guy who's the Seth Rich dude that he teamed up with for this adventure. Berkman was on his own for the Seth Rich press conference.
You know, this
Jacob
is so
Wall
crazy.
Worked with this dude later.
This is all related to the Mueller probe.
The target is the Mueller probe to discredit Bob Mueller for no reason
Damn.
Other than he is investigating Donald Trump.
Man, you couldn't write this shit. I mean, really, you couldn't make this up. It's fucking bizarre. He's stealing. He took a supermodel's picture. He's like, oh, this is our. I don't know, CFO or something. That's insane.
We don't know what's going on with any investigations. It was referred to the FBI, but some law dude said that Wall's actions could be construed by a prosecutor as wire fraud, obstruction of justice, or conspiracy.
Damn.
And probably violates various state statutes as well, but it might fall into a legal gray zone. He said the whole thing smacks of illegality and nefariousness and deception, but still needs to have an anchor in some kind of a criminal statute. So he, you know, there may not be anything they can really charge him with.
But what if they find the nylon cord in his car that he tied this person up with?
But I think Mueller could. He didn't. But Mueller could.
Against her will, though. They she said she was being kept.
I don't know if she was being. If she was bound.
This guy is nuts. Again, I mean, you know, zip-tied. Who knows?
So that's the... His dad's name is David.
David Wall?
David Wall.
Is on
has
Fox.
Has been an analyst on Fox and other cable stations for more than a decade.
Yes.
His appearance has shifted from that of legal expert to fervent defender of Donald Trump.
Oh, perfect. God, this guy wanted to do something good. So his father would say, Dad, I got Bob Mueller fired. I exposed him for being a diddler. Aren't you proud of me?
Like his son, he promotes conspiracy theories, including that all the pipe bombs that were sent to Democrats and media outlets by that lunatic with the van.
The douche.
It was a hoax. Didn't really happen.
But
it's a false flag.
The guy was caught.
False flag to try to blame Trump.
The guy was caught. They actually had the bombs. Okay. Wow, what an elaborate conspiracy. Jeez.
And they're all, God, here at the USA Today, a search of public records shows that at least a dozen times since 1995, David Wall has been the subject of state and federal tax liens.
Damn.
He doesn't pay his taxes.
Right.
In divorce filings last year, David's wife, former wife, Michelle, said that he spends money on guitars, watches, firearms, tickets to concerts and sporting events, recently purchased an exotic bird costing $10,000 while, quote, I struggle to make ends meet and live from paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, my God, this guy. He has every gun you could imagine. And, but fits right fucking bird.
Nuzzles right into one of Trump's ballsack wrinkles.
Of course.
Fits right in there.
He's bizarre.
Yeah.
Man.
Nefarious, creepy, criminal, violent.
Dude.
All Trumpism. All Trumpist.
This is so qualities. Fucking
how
insane.
Bizarre is this? This is Jacob Wall shit. So now the woman that Jacob Wall was claiming that nobody thought existed, she really exists, and she says he made it all fucking up.
Science fiction. He lied.
He lied.
Wow. And he created it. I mean, he lied not to get out of some other situation. This was a plan. He started to just impress our president.
Sure.
I mean, am I missing something?
No.
What's wrong with this guy? Donald Trump isn't Jacob. Donald Trump Trumpism. Doesn't give a fuck about you.
Trumpists are disgusting creatures.
Don't deplorables understand that he doesn't care about them? He wouldn't want to spend any time with them. You're not getting an invite to Mar-a-Lago.
I don't know that they care about that. They're cult members.
You know he would look down on them. He would be an asshole. He doesn't care.
We've got another story about we haven't heard from Devin Nunes in a while.
Team Treason, right?
The official jockstrap washer for Team GOP Team Treason.
Didn't Nunes say he was getting out of politics for some bizarre ass reason? His foot?
No, that was Jason Chaffetz.
Oh fuck!
From Utah, who was one of the remora on Trump's little pucker.
Listen, I'm gonna have to drop out of crab diving. I have a ingrown toenail.
Yeah, I have bone spurs.
Ingrown toenails fucking hurt, man.
Do they? I've never.
Yes, I had that. I am unclean.
Well, it's not unclean.
No, I know. I'm joking.
But because of tennis, I always had to keep my, make sure my toenails were really short.
I caught mine in Alaska.
You caught your,
yes,
you caught it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I was,
you get to Alaska and suddenly your toenails has a bizarre growth spurt. Toenails.
No, I don't know. Got aggravated or something. I was on a mountain. The storm was rolling in. I could barely walk to get down the trail. I survived.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
The
Jeebus.
The Democrat that's on the House Oversight Committee that we will hear from tomorrow.
Right. He's coming in studio or?
No.
Okay.
We'll be on.
I need to vacuum.
Ro Khanna, the representative, will be on the Oversight Committee tomorrow.
Committee.
He has now, I don't want to say ratted, disclosed more.
Snitched.
More Nunes shenanigans.
Nunes.
Because even though he's not in charge anymore, he's still trying to shit in the cornflakes.
Oh, yes.
For some way to try to scuttle these investigations.
Right.
And Ro Khanna was on telly. And he said that the former head of the House Intel Committee, Californian Devin Nunes,
right,
is all of a sudden demanding transparency in Cohen's testimony. He's upset now that all three of these hearings weren't out in the public.
Same. I want to hear it. We don't want to hear it.
You'll hear why in a moment.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to know. I mean,
Rokana says a lot of Americans will say, hey, that's great. Transparency. But it was on Velshin Rule. And at that statement, Stephanie Rule rolled her eyes and said, yeah, not really.
God, she's funny.
Rokana, the representative, said, I think it's from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Said the hearing tomorrow with the oversight committee is going to be open. The intelligence one cannot be open.
Damn.
We can't have Michael Cohen talking about sensitive information about the United States relationship with Russia.
Okay.
What Mueller is doing, investigative techniques,
shit,
or anything. I don't think Americans would want that kind of information public.
Right.
And then he was asked, well, then why is Devin Nunes of all people saying, no, 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 let's open this up. And Rokana says he wants to kill the hearings.
Oh, I see. I see.
Because he knows that they won't be able to talk about a lot of the sensitive stuff
if
in a
public
hearing.
Oh, I see. God. That makes sense, right?
And he wants all 3 days to be Republicans publicly climbing on their soapboxes.
Oh, yes.
One after another, saying, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar.
They want it to be some bullshit conservative Greek theater, yeah, right? That's what they want. Nunes, what a fuckhead.
So Rokana said, Nunes is not acting in good faith.
Right. Shit. What a shocker.
He says, and Nunes knows that would be a good way to just kill the hearings because... Then he said, Michael Cohen is someone who's afraid. He's been intimidated by the president. We should understand the enormous pressure he's under. He's got the president of the United States calling his father-in-law a criminal, threatening his family. And now he's got shitty fucking Matt Gaetz saying, does your wife know about your girlfriends?
That has to be illegal. What Matt Gaetz is doing, he's essentially saying, if you say certain things at this hearing, I'm going to expose your whatever's going on with you to your wife.
So, but he already did.
Yeah. That's obstruction, right? I don't know.
One could argue.
I don't remember this episode of LA Law.
That story there. The
Yay.
Devin Nunes is still trying. Nunes. As much, these Republicans are just doing whatever they can. If they're not afraid of the results, why the fuck are they doing this every cunting step of the way? Why are they obfuscating, lying, cheating, trying to bury it, trying to kill the Mueller investigation? If you're not afraid of the answers.
Because it just seems like what's going on is Putin must have shit on them. They must be entangled in this bullshit and they don't want it talked about. Why would they hitch their wagon to some guy who you know Trump is done or he's going to be done soon? Why hitch your wagon to that loon?
Yeah. I don't know. They're
hitch
afraid of the
wagon.
Base.
Is that the right expression?
Yeah, they're afraid of the base still.
And the shaft.
I've got another story.
Okay.
I've got a whole bunch of stories, actually. I'm just trying to decide which fucking story to talk about.
Do the one about sharks.
Do you want animal?
Oh, yes.
Do you want animal story?
Sure.
This is from... I'm not going to try to find... when animals get pissed. There you go. This is Malta?
Oh, yes.
The sovereign country of Malta.
Is it an island?
Africa.
I've never been there.
I believe.
Jesus, this is a shark story, isn't it?
It's in the Mediterranean.
Ooh,
no. We talked, I think it was yesterday, about the biblical plague of locusts.
Oh, my God.
That seemed to be attacking.
That sucks.
The Mideast.
Okay.
In Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And they're worried that if they don't get a handle on it, pretty soon the mating season is going to happen. It's going to be even more locusty.
The mating season.
Well, we've got another one. Maybe, you know, maybe it is the end days.
Right. We've just got to teach these locusts to practice safe sex and to wear condoms.
Sure. In Malta, there was a storm that caused it to rain fish.
Oh, that happens here.
Yeah.
That absolutely happens here.
Gale force gusts, heavy downpours, rough seas, and probably a water spout somewhere.
Yes.
Which is a tornado on the
right,
water.
Right.
Which sucks up fish.
Yes.
Up into the air and flings them off to parts further.
The starfish are airborne.
It was a major damage, actually, right. From the storm. It was a bad one.
You got fish everywhere, man. That sucks.
But it sent piles of sea bream fish flying off and landing on the roads, houses, cars. There's a couple of pictures. There's one picture of this guy in his car. There's two dead fish on the windshield.
God damn.
I don't know if the wiper will get the fish off.
I hope you're not out of wiper fluid.
Hundreds, thousands of fish blown on shore.
Hundreds of thousands?
Hundreds, comma thousands.
Oh, okay. God, one day you wake up and everything's covered in fish.
They advised people to stay indoors while the fish were flying, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, essentially after they fly out of the water and land, if you get them really soon after that, you can absolutely eat them.
I was going to say you could rescue them and put them back in the water.
Oh, okay. Well, I meant to say that. I meant to say that as well.
Yeah. Funny, it came out as but something where's the tartar sauce?
Kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fryer.
So that's that story. Mm-hmm. I've got...
That's where you need a giant deep fryer. You just put it out in the yard, turn it on, and you know something's falling in that shit.
Mm-hmm. I got to do this story. I can't wait till Friday. Faithless Friday. A good news?
Okay, with a caveat.
This one, I hadn't heard about this prior.
Right?
We would have done this story about this lawsuit. But now we have a resolution about the lawsuit.
Yes.
A high school girl who refused to complete a history lesson about Islam.
Oh.
Refused and went to court because she got a zero for the project. Because
it's against the religion?
Yes.
We did this story, right?
Did we?
I kind Maybe of we did fucking do it. Remember it.
Kaylee Wood, whose parents are fucking dick cheese and failed parents.
Yes. You suck.
Challenge. I'm sure they're right there with her. Oh, my kid ain't no Muslim. You ain't teaching my kid that heresy.
I'm proud of my bigoted daughter.
Kaylee Wood challenged a history lesson on the Muslim world. Ooh. A history lesson.
I mean, do you want to just grow up not knowing anything?
Yes.
Because Jeebus?
Yes.
Because bullshit Jeebus. You don't want to know anything. Want.
Yes.
What the fuck?
She refused to do it. Her parents backed her up. They ultimately sued the school when her grade was ultimately affected.
They sued the school because she got a zero on a project she didn't do because she thought it would offend her sky god.
The assignment grade was bad, but it ultimately didn't affect her class grade.
Do you think
so? They're just being dicks because it didn't affect her overall class grade.
They're just suing.
But on that one assignment, that grade was.
But, you know, if you're going to make a sacrifice for your fucking religion in this part of it, I mean, if you want to abstain and then protest, not do the assignment, then why should you not get a zero? That doesn't make any sense. You should get a zero and be proud of it, lunatic.
Their entire lawsuit hinged upon the belief that learning about different religions amounts to being indoctrinated by a different religion.
Oh, my God. No, that's what your side wants to do to us.
Right.
You want to shove crosses up our assholes.
Right.
And learn about
disguise
Islam.
It as history.
Yes.
There's a big difference.
Here, let me give you a history lesson. Bend over, drop your pants, and right. I'm going to ass rape you with a Bronze Age torture device. Enjoy.
Right. Christians did this.
Yes.
Christians did that.
Yes.
Christianity, the Pope, all that is one thing. But if you start saying, well, you know, Christians who believe in the one true God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins.
Yes.
Because that's how it's going to go.
Absolutely. It's gonna, you're going to have people biased saying shit during a lesson. Do you think our educational system is cheating our kids because they're not just say, listen, we're going to do something on religion. But first of all, here's a good point. There is no God. There's no God. God doesn't exist.
You can't.
School is about science.
Well, you should.
Facts. So what does God have to do with it?
If you're teaching everything else well enough, it should teach people to think for themselves.
Well, that's
especially
not
when they get to the evolution part.
Yes.
They'll be like, well, wait a second.
I mean, if you're teaching.
And then that's why people are leaving religions in droves, because they're not buying this fundamentalist bullshit.
It's like we've got this weird thing where people put their faith in something that's in the sky that's not real and it's accepted. And it's not considered like lunacy.
Which is fine until it starts affecting anyone else.
Yes. And this person has the nerve. She protested, didn't do the assignment. She has the nerve to sue the school.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Oh, and you know, one of those Liberty Council or whatever, one of those asshole religious lawyer groups.
Oh, yes.
Leapt in to help defend her religious freedoms.
They're grandstanding. I'm surprised Mike Huckabee wasn't there.
And you know the story on the right, I'm sure.
Yes.
That, you know, they're trying to teach Islam to the kids, but you can't pray in school no more.
Boo.
They're forcing you to learn Islam.
Fuck you, boy. Meet me at the Ark Encounter.
Well, federal court has said Kaylee Wood and your Christo-fascist, theocratic, ass wrinkle parents, fuck you. Fuck you.
Christo-fascist.
Ass wrinkle.
There's another one in the middle of that.
I don't remember. I thought I said ass wrinkle parents.
It's fucking ass wrinkles.
The federal court found the curriculum does not endorse a specific religion and does not compel students to profess any particular belief.
This is history.
Yes.
You dumb shit.
Saying this is what the Muslims believe, this is what they've done in history, is a big difference from saying this is what Muslims believe and they're right.
Yeah. And I said
a big difference.
Yeah. And I said dumb shit, and that was directed at her parents or whatever. Not her. That's me. Your parents are dumb shits.
A three-judge panel found unanimously school authorities, not the courts, are charged with the responsibility of deciding what speech is appropriate in a classroom. Academic freedom would not long survive in an environment in which courts micromanage school curricula and parse singular statements made by teachers.
We can't expect our schools to teach science, math, history, all this other shit in an effective way if everything has to gel with your wacko religion.
Right.
It's just an impossible thing. No offense.
Attorney Andrew Scott, representing the school officials, said religion is an integral part of history. You can't ignore it. The key is to teach it from a secular perspective and not proselytize.
Fuck you!
That's what they were doing, but the Jesus wielders, you can't convince them because the attorney has already said they're going to appeal to the Supreme Court.
You know what? It's like you're dealing with a bunch of cultists.
It's like it.
Very
you
strange.
Are dealing with
Gosh.
Cultists.
These cultists are tough to deal with. Fuck.
The court said at worst one of the phrases in the lesson was perhaps worded poorly.
Well,
one slide said that most Muslims' faith is stronger than the average Christian. I don't know where that comes
from.
But that isn't even that's suggesting that they're crazier than Christians. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
their faith is stronger.
Well, this is all crazy.
It's all crazy.
It's all loony.
But good news in the courts. Another one of these fucking Christian ninnies lost.
I tell you what, if I'm in charge of education, we're having an atheism class.
Well, we do have an atheism class.
What is that? Science?
Yeah, it's everything but religion.
Yeah.
And, you know, it that would defeat our argument of taking religion out of...
Well, atheism.
But it's teaching a religious, not a belief system, but it's teaching, you're getting involved in religion.
Well,
when we're arguing that the removal of Christian symbols and Christian privilege to a neutral area does not, you know what I mean?
I was kind of,
it's like, we want the Ten Commandments down. We don't want there is no God signs put up.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
Which would be advocating atheism.
Right. Well, logic.
But removing Christianity from its privileged position, taking a cross down from a public park, is not discriminating against or is not promoting atheism. It's not promoting Christianity. It's right, a difference. Right. If we took down that cross and put up a big sign that said, "You dumb idiots, there is no God," that would be government promotion of atheism.
Well, it would
and
almost be justice.
Agree with that either.
And you know why? Because that fucking cross has been up forever. It's like, hey, there's God. If you don't believe in God,
hear soon
fuck
about,
you.
Unless they come up with another narrow interpretation, it's not the Bayview one, which is here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
But there's another cross in one of the Carolinas, maybe, or whatever. But that's the case that's right now.
Right.
The Supreme Court agreed to take it up. And it's a big, giant cross, and it's a war memorial.
Oh, man.
Somewhere. It's on public property.
But see, don't you see, though, but if you take the cross down, then you put up the atheist monument, or whatever you want to call it, it sort of makes it fair.
No, there shouldn't be anything there.
But we had to look at that cross for years and years and years. And now you're going to look at the atheist shit. Sit
that's
and spin, baby. What is that? Is that spiteful? you believe Matt Gaetz is like, hey, you say the wrong thing at that trial, I'm showing your wife pictures of your fucking mistresses.
He's really all over the
news. Like Silvio from The Sopranos. That's bananas, dude.
What
a fuck.
Another website. Did Republican Representative Matt Gaetz attempt to intimidate Michael Cohen before testimony?
Yes! Yes! How is it not intimidation?
This is our representative.
Oh, I'm so proud.
Woot.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got a few minutes left here on the big show. We do this every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com. And leave us good reviews. It helps us.
Tell your friends about this show. Say you can listen to Crab Diving every day and turn off CNN and all the other shit.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Exactly.
Yes. And that's for Matt Gaetz.
It's for a lot of them.
Right.
It could be pretty universal.
Yes.
You know what? I could also play this Pat Robertson clip. We played a Pat Robertson clip yesterday, which was very bizarre.
He's still alive. Is he alive?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess it depends on your definition of life.
It begins at load.
Pat Robertson, yesterday, the clip we played was him saying that for some reason he's mad at gay people again.
Right.
That they're trying to force everyone to accept their weird way of doing sex.
And I like it.
Which they're not.
No.
Well, they are. Yeah. You don't have to participate, but you have to accept it. And you have to acknowledge that their rights are equal to ours.
This argument, you know, when you're talking to these homophobes and they're adults, it's very strange. Because it almost sounds like an argument coming from a child. Somebody with a brain that's not fully fucking formed.
Well, that Mississippi asshole at your comedy show when you had a trans comic and he's like, you better keep him away from me.
She doesn't want anything to do with you,
what
dude.
What are you afraid of?
Well,
you know what I mean? It's just, I know what he's afraid of. He's afraid that he's going to want to slip into a booth with her.
Yeah, and I can tell you that she doesn't want that,
no.
Dickhead. No one's interested. No one's interested in you. I can tell you, in that room when that guy was being stupid, everybody wanted him to leave. Not the trans person.
The asshole.
That, yeah, motherfucker. And by the way, I think they're still there. They're there tonight.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
We got any globalists in the crowd?
So here's Pat again.
Yes.
Talking more about the gay.
God. Don't you have anything else to talk about, dude? Go back to when you were telling everybody if you're against Trump, you're going to burn in hell. Didn't he do that?
This is Natalie who says I have.
Ooh, Terry, this is one of the, we haven't had one of these in a while.
This is Natalie.
This is where people email or send a letter or a question into Pat.
Yes.
And this is Terry Musin, his co-hostess with the mostest. She's like, she's like an old grandmother type person. Oh, yes, I think so. Oh, yes.
New relationship. And what about the old one? Was there scriptural grounds? And this one says there wasn't.
God, he's so old.
Scriptural
he's
grounds?
So, I went back to
it. Is that a coffee shop? Oh, God, you got to put up with these people. And
this is Natalie who says, I have family members thinking and saying Jesus Christ was gay. Where are they getting this from?
Play it again. Play it again from her thing. God, that's hilarious. They said Jesus was gay.
Back to
is Jesus a top
to deal with this problem, because there's so many broken marriages, so many divorces, so much heartache, and we've got to deal with it. And I think there needs to be sort of a dispensation.
Is the end of the previous question. I went back
to God. All right.
This is Natalie who says, I have family members thinking and saying Jesus Christ was gay. Where are they getting this from? Are they just so away from the truth of the Bible that their thoughts are mistaken? What part of the Bible should I tell them about to help them with this misconception? I have never seen anything written in the Bible that would prove their thoughts and comments to be true.
None to prove them not true.
Yeah, we don't know. Jesus could have been gay. Why not?
We'll just say that a 33-year-old unmarried man,
yes,
in Jerusalem,
right,
in the zeros,
yes,
around zero,
right,
not normal at all.
But
everybody
BC,
was married.
We're talking about BC and AD, right? That's before and after they strung up watch his face to the cross, supposedly.
Well, I think it was his birth.
Oh, okay. It's his birth.
Allegedly.
I forgot that part of Harry Potter.
There's none whatsoever. You know, I hate to say, but the homosexual agenda has gotten so pervasive. It has taken the thought processes of colleges, universities, all the way up and down the line, the bathrooms and all the transgender and so forth.
Transgender. I think it's an interesting mashup. It's the transgender agenda.
The gays
taking
over. So
he just says the transgender.
Dick, 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 baby. It's all dick.
Obsessed. Just obsessed.
He really
is,
man.
The thought processes of colleges, universities, all the way up and down the line, the bathrooms and all the transgender and so forth. And I just think it is a lie from the devil. Jesus Christ, was the perfect man. He never sinned in the whole time he lived. And he obviously wasn't engaged with any relationship with any fellow man. And there's no support for that in the Bible whatsoever. Nothing in history, nothing whatsoever. But it is a fiction that is created by the tiny minority.
God, you're a fiction.
Or in that LGBF, all those numbers.
Like
all those numbers. LGB, all those numbers.
Hey, Pat, there's lots of gay people out there that want to be, they want their humanity, they want to be their rights and all this other shit. It's not pervasive. It's just there's a lot of gay people. You fucking asshole.
And the agenda is they want the right to exist and be treated equally. That's the agenda. They're not trying to turn you gay, Pat, or any of your nasty little Christo minions.
Their agenda, for instance, Pat, if somebody's with, if you're in a gay relationship and your partner's in the hospital, you want to have rights. You want to be able to visit them and do human shit like that,
My uncle.
Fuck.
My uncle.
Yeah. What was that?
My uncle passed away. He had a partner for 30 years. And my grandmother, who refused to acknowledge his homosexuality, banned his partner from the hospital and from the funeral.
God, that is fucking infuriating.
It's evil.
And you're talking about a guy that lost his partner.
Yes.
If anybody needs the funeral and all the other shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
The minority who are in that LGB, if all those numbers.
Letters, yeah.
Yeah.
LGBTQ.
Yeah, thank you. Q.
I'm the ruining the show. I just want to say one thing.
Terry knows the letters.
Terry and Pat, just fuck you with your condescending fucking laughing bullshit. Fuck you. Okay.
Letters, yeah. LGBTQ.
Yeah, it's a thank you. Q. The Q for queer at the end. Okay. But that's what.
Or questioning.
I almost spit my coffee out. What was that? What?
Q for queer at the end.
Let's be real for a second. I don't have a problem with it. But we know he has sucked a cock or something like that. There has to be something. You know, that, I don't know. And if, Pat, if you're gay, I have no problem with that. My problem with you is you shoving crosses up everybody's fucking asshole.
Right.
And I don't like that you made money off a diamond mine either. That fucking sucks. Fuck you.
Taking the thought processes out of colleges, universities.
What else is there?
Well, and... you're the one who wants to take the thought processes out of schools and colleges and universities and teach us that everything in that stupid fucking book is 100% true.
Because if you take the thought process out, I'm not allowed to sit here when I hear about some religion bullshit. I can't have the thought process of, wow, that sounds like some fucking ridiculous shit that Mary had a baby without being entered by someone. And you know what I mean? It's all fucking nuts. Jesus was white. Tooling around in Africa? Okay.
Oh, the headline.
A woman was created by ripping a rib out of somebody's body? That's fucking nuts. I'm
done. The headline at the HuffPo. GOP rep lobs mob style threat.
Fuck you, Matt. That's crazy.
We're so happy that our representative here in the first district of Florida is making national headlines.
Dude.
Spec-fucking-tacular.
Yay. Our country is being held hostage by fucking dirtbags. I'm including Cohen. Cohen, Matt Gaetz, this Trump, this Pat Robertson fucknut.
Rachel Maddow responded by sharing multiple links to on Twitter.
Oh,
Rachel
shit.
Maddow tweeting fucking Matt Gaetz. She tweeted multiple links to the legal statute, all the statutes that Gaetz may have violated.
Oh, fuck.
Obstruction by intimidation, threats, persuasion, deception. She said, so what happens next here? I mean, I presume the congressman says within the hour that his Twitter account was hacked by a hostile actor trying to get him arrested. But then what?
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Speaking to the Daily Beast. Gaetz says he's done nothing wrong. No, it is challenging the veracity and character of a witness. We do it every day. We typically do it during people's testimony. This is what it looks like to compete in the marketplace of ideas, he says.
Oh, my God. The marketplace of ideas. We're living in a hellscape. What does that mean? What does that mean? Marketplace of ideas.
He had a more cryptic reply. To a reporter from Vox, Alex Ward, a reporter there, I guess they texted each other, and he asked him about the tweet, and Gaetz said, watch tomorrow.
What the fuck?
And then Ward said, we'll do anything I should be prepared for, and Gaetz responded, fireworks. So they're planning some stunt tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're going to try to throw Cohen off tomorrow by coming out with evidence of him cheating on his wife.
Who is this Matt Gaetz? Is he, what's his face? Is he Roger Stone Jr. or something?
I guess. There you go. It's tomorrow. I guess. Gee, I wonder if Matt Gaetz is on that committee. That'll be spectacular to watch on the oversight committee.
Yeah. Oversight. He's on an oversight committee. God. So proud. Give it up for Florida.
Good job. Good job, Florida. Right.
Congratulations.
The House oversight numbers I was just looking up. Oh, boy. Elijah Cummings is the chairman.
Yes.
The flying spaghetti monster that the Democrats, the adults, are in charge again.
Yes.
Listen, the ranking member on the Republican side.
Okay.
Jim Pa Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Jim Jordan from Ohio.
Listen, Republicans, this is an honest criticism, and don't take this the wrong way, but you guys got to work on your creep factor. They're the creepiest party.
They are.
Thank God. This Jim Jordan's a total fucking creep.
On the Democratic side for the Oversight Committee tomorrow. Eleanor Norton, she's great.
Does she have any threats? Are you going to threaten
Jamie
the...
Raskin is great.
To be fair, are any of the Democrats threatening Michael Cohen?
Oh, Jackie Speier is awesome.
Yes.
Ro Khanna, we just heard from earlier. Right. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
AOC, baby!
Oh, boy. Mark Meadows is on the Republican side, the chairman of the Freedom Caucus.
Ooh,
so he'll be, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar.
Oh, Mark, fuck you.
No Louis Gohmert, sadly.
That sucks. That's
and
bullshit.
No Matt Gaetz either. So whatever Gaetz is saying, he knows it's going to happen tomorrow. Watch for the fireworks. He apparently will not be the one setting them off.
Ominous. He's very ominous.
We're
and
just
he's also
thrilled.
Stupid.
We're so happy that our representative from here is
right.
Headlines.
Yay, Jesus. Good for us, everybody.
Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. During the hearings, maybe we'll pop over for live coverage.
Crab diving drop-in.
5 to 7 Eastern. We're on, which may be over with by that time. But iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram, is Radar Comedy. His website is RatedRComedy.com.
Don't die. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. We're back tomorrow. And I can't find anything specific for Matt Gaetz, so here.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.